Blog Talk Radio. The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by
Flippers!
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Robert Q. Seidelman, and unlike most wrestling shows, I get above a .84, even in reruns.
Wow!
Wow!
Damn.
Thank you. Let's start the show by meeting the Hip Parade. First of all, on drums, Step Boy Josh Henniger.
Put a bump bump.
On bass, VRM.
I'm not sure what's worse, that rating or the biggest record right now in the first round.
At least it ain't the max. Want to know.
On lead guitar, Jason Block.
Wow. This has just been a wild, wild week. That's all I can say in both wrestling and the brackets. I had Georgetown in the final game. Enough said.
Oh! Onions!
Such to be you.
Oh,
I
only
why?
Had Georgetown.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta ask is why.
Because I watched Georgetown during the year because I watched the Big East and they were good.
Jason, my man. It don't mean shit during the year. It happens when you're in the tournament then. That's
yeah, I know. I know, my man. I know. But as a George Washington University grad, it was nice to see Ohio kick their ass.
I think Gilbert Gottfried has a word with you.
Two, actually.
Yeah,
that's right.
Thank you.
And then on lead vocals, Typho.
Too bad that today's Pac-Man Jones public workout wasn't for a reformation of Team Pac-Man at WrestleMania.
No.
The band's bodyguard, Jim Williams.
Are you trying to say I'm fat or something? Oh, point eight, TNA, wait a minute. Are you sure that was the actual rating, or was that just Scott Hall's blood alcohol content when he
Whoa!
Was...
Oh! Win! Win!
Yo!
Win!
It's a dildo!
And then, finally, in the tour bus, going 12 hours with Tara, Carl Chenier.
Oh, don't he wish.
Oh.
Widow's peak indeed, folks. Hey,
wow.
Here's Lacey Von Erich's challenge for the week. Learning this sentence, the quick brown fox jumps over the
Lacey
doll.
Oh, my God.
Very nice.
Let me tell you something. That is old school if you remember those little things called typewriters.
Of course.
That was the only class I ever failed in high school, typing.
Oh, wow.
And look where he is now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Yes, he's a paralegal.
One of the Vermont players just got dumped into the press row.
Five years, five game shows, $200,000, so... Bite me.
That's what I mean. I meant it in a positive sense, actually, for once.
Someone said a paralegal and said,
Well.
Spell check, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, and by the way, spoiler alert, Jason Block actually wins $1 million on the new hit game show In Your Dreams.
Oh. But we digress.
Fern.
All right.
Wow.
So...
Jim Williams wins $50,000 on Solitary. Ain't gonna happen.
So what is your new name for this so-called Monday Night War spat? Bitch slapping.
Now, according to Trista, it's now called the Monday Night Slaughter.
doesn't have a great ring to it, though.
Well, okay.
Well, Pfeiffer has. Well, Pfeiffer, what was your suggestion?
The Monday Night Slap Fight.
Yeah.
I kind of like Monday Night Spew.
Monday Night Spew.
Well, hold on. You know, before you guys just crap on this whole rating, which was what, 3.9 versus 0.8, right?
3.7
exactly.
Versus 0.8.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are reasons why.
Number one, Stone Cold.
Correct.
Yeah.
Two, not live.
Exactly.
Three, Raw was a killer show.
Yes, it was.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would. You know.
Report card to come later tonight on the show, by the way.
Yes.
Yes, that's going to happen in a few minutes. But
all right.
Since we're talking about the Monday Night Slap Fight, Slaughter, Spew, I have times.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Time to beat the clock, kids. Here we go.
Made famous by Richard Tenofio, ripped off from the North American Wrestling Connection.
Yeah. Again, we're not bitter.
No.
No, asshole.
Oh.
Wow.
Don't be nice to him. Okay, anyway.
No, that's okay. In about 4 years, I'll make a six-figure job working at a news station. More on that later.
Hey, at least
yes.
I think four.
Ah, that, yes.
Mm-hmm. For Raw, when it comes to times, me and Nikki decided that because we knew they were going to feature Austin prominently all throughout the night, or at least so we thought, we would do two versions of times. One of them, the amount of time Austin was on screen or involved in a segment, and two, the matches.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we begin?
Sure.
Please.
Yes. For Austin, there's the opening segment, which was 7 minutes and 55 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
The second segment was that thing with Shawn Michaels and Chris Jericho at 2 minutes 53 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Vince does it better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the final segment where he's moderating the Hart McMahon contract signing, 7 minutes, 35 seconds, total time, 18 minutes, 23 seconds.
Not bad.
What?
And you want to know something? I give him credit. No new T-shirt. And he looked awesome, by the way. He looked like he dropped about 30 pounds.
He did.
Yes, he was. And we also have to promote his new DVD Grudge coming out on DVD soon.
Damage, yes.
Smirk.
Smirk.
Yeah, it was. I believe it's coming out this Tuesday. Looks pretty good. I might get
it. Let's talk about matches, shall we?
Yes.
The first match was John Cena versus Big Show. It only took 4 minutes 33 seconds. With Big Show getting the win.
Once again, leaving us all confused.
Mm-hmm.
Actually leading us all to believe that maybe Big Show could actually win at a WrestleMania this year.
Let's not go that far.
As Cena keeps losing, it knocks more and more time off the amount of time Batista taps out at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It's going to be quicker and quicker.
And then we get to Sheamus versus Evan Bourne, but...
Wait a minute. Do we have a sound effect for that one?
Oh, wait.
But wait.
Hold on, I gotta scroll down. But wait!
Manamana, okay.
Manamana.
Manamana. I didn't do that, I'm sorry.
All right. But anyways, moving on. The match doesn't even start, and the whole beatdown takes 30 seconds. So, that gets asterisked.
Me, Barry Bonds.
Just like Roger Maris' career.
No.
Oh.
No. No.
I'm kidding.
That's Barry Bonds' career.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
I said that, yes.
That's his whole career, just one giant asterisk.
Because
with a big injection site in the center.
Yes.
Oh.
Because as we all know, he is big one giant ass.
Put a hole in it.
Digress. Jason, you're going to need to record a few things for me this week, and we'll get to that. I'll PM you about that later. Go ahead.
Sure, I will.
All
I
right.
Will.
Then we get to Kelly versus who gives a fuck.
Exactly.
It's a Raw Divas match, which is French for fast forward.
Come on.
Bathroom break.
It's not Wrestlelicious, eh? Okay.
No, actually, Wrestlelicious is German for change the fucking channel.
The Suhai.
Schwitz. All right, yes.
Yeah. All right.
And all then right. We have Shawn Michaels versus HBK. I mean, Shawn
Michaels versus HBK.
When is this a video game?
Well, you see, his one lazy eye is fighting his other eye, and that makes perfect sense.
Bye.
Good evening and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. I'm Perry Saturn. Yes, I've finally been found.
Oh, that's going. This is going on the highlight reel.
And the fact is, Nikki isn't here. Happy birthday, kid. By the way.
Yeah.
Yes,
happy
birthday,
Nikki. Yeah, that's right.
Oh man. Oh.
Shawn Michaels versus Chris Jericho.
Well, they're easily mistakeable.
Oh.
Yes, two of the best workers in the business. So yeah.
True.
Yeah, we'll say that. Yes.
6 minutes and 23 seconds was their match, which is exactly the same amount of time as the previous three matches combined, with triple the work rate.
That's your neato stat of the night,
Big Show,
right there.
And no disrespect to Big Show and Evan Bourne.
And
right.
Oh yes, Spear.
Yes.
Speaking of Spear, we have Randy.
Oh, God.
Versus Triple H.
I can't tell. I couldn't tell if that was a snore or a vibrator sound. Which one?
Oh, would you call it?
Oh, no.
The question is, whose vibrator would that be?
Oh.
Baby oil.
Yeah. It works, yeah.
Yes, Legacy runs in and beats up Triple H, gets him out of the ring,
right.
And he has Randy Orton all to himself. Triple H comes out, tries to help, but Sheamus comes out and kicks his ass.
Yet again.
Mm-hmm. Meaning Legacy.
Baby Orton!
Oh!
Wins the segment. Well, we all know what's going to happen at WrestleMania.
Ow.
Oh! That's right, they get Ken Basin'd. Finally, our main event of the evening is Kofi Kingston versus Batista. Now, here's where it gets interesting, folks. About 1 minute and 51 seconds into this match, you know Kofi Kingston's kick that he likes to do?
Yeah, that's sort of like a pendulum kick, kind of.
Yeah. The pendulum kick hit its mark, and Batista got busted open hard way.
Yeah.
Shield your eyes.
You can't do that anymore. He's not a robot. He's human.
Go to black and white. Make it look like chocolate.
Oh, wow.
It's a technical difficulty.
Make the ref wear stupid rubber gloves so it feels like he's an OCD.
Put the screen of Hornswoggle and Michael Cole hugging. Yes.
You know, I actually made a YouTube video out of a Photoshop thread on WrestleCraft built off of that picture.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was epic.
I remember that.
Everything you know is Batista Bomb, 2 minutes, 52 seconds. Full time of the match is 22 minutes, 29 seconds.
Not bad.
Not bad.
He didn't seem to want that owl after the match either.
Yeah. So now let's talk TNA.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, three times. Hogan time, Bischoff time, and actual honest-to-goodness wrestling.
Oh, this is fun.
Oh, boy.
This is very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Take a wild guess what came in third place.
Wrestling.
You all think wrestling...
No.
And
oh,
is it wrestling?
Bischoff.
I'm picking Hogan.
Is it Bischoff?
I didn't think
Hogan
so.
Is the correct answer. He was only available in three segments. The first segment where he got out of the Hummer. Now we all know Abyss was the one who was driving the Hummer back in 1999.
In 2000, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, Bischoff was the one driving the Hummer in 2000.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, go on.
And the second segment was him talking to Jeff Hardy, RVD, and talking to Bischoff. That took about 2 minutes, so the time is 2:15. And then there's that overly long segment between Hulk Hogan and Sting, which could have been edited down about 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But 8 minutes.
But he's the face
seconds
of the company.
Oh, God.
Oh,
ooh, Hogan or Sting?
Well, you know what I'm going to say facetiously, of course. Yes.
Yes. Scott Hall.
BC's? Wow.
Oh. I don't know.
8 minutes, 20 seconds that segment took because he was also talking to Bischoff. Grand total of Hogan's time on the air, 10 minutes, 35 seconds.
Yeah, I got your IM pulled up from last night looking at it, too.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk to Bischoff. His first segment talking to Foley, 45 seconds. Then second segment talking to Hogan, 1 minute, 28 seconds. Third segment, I combined Hogan talking to Hogan and then laying a verbal smackdown on Hernandez and Jeff Jarrett, which combined to 3 minutes 46 seconds. And then finally, him getting Jim, you want to do the sound effect?
No, I'm going to fist.
Yep. There's a rule in pro wrestling. Yeah. There's a rule in pro wrestling. Eric Bischoff gets his head shaved every 5 to 6 years on national TV.
Yeah, I'll break this down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. 5 minutes, 10 seconds, so a grand total of 11 minutes, 9 seconds. We have a lot of stuff to get through, so the matches that you guys need to worry about were AJ Styles versus Jeff Hardy, which took 9 minutes and 14 seconds.
Wow.
Robert Roode, I mean, Beer Money versus Hernandez took 3:37.
Mm-hmm.
And other various matches, including the Nasty Boys.
Gag me.
Total time, 24 minutes, 19 seconds. So TNA once again wins the wrestling part, you know, time-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And now to the report card with Carl Chenier.
S-O-L-I-T-A-R-E.
Welcome to Spelling with Ralph Seidel. No. All right. Now, I had to go over this twice because my original grade for Raw, I changed it a little bit. So, Rob, I did that last night.
Uh-huh.
I reconsidered because it was bad. But I reconsidered. Here we go. Starting with Raw, best segments, of course, I have it broken down to the Vince and Bret portion. And anytime Austin was on. Worst segment, let's see. Divas match. Wow,
yep.
Sleep. I could take a 2-hour nap. All right, Impact, the best segment, I guess, I think all you will agree with me which what that was. X Division, you won saying wow. That spot off the ladder was the most amazing thing I've seen in a long time.
Oh, the amazing red one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff and Styles are very close second. As far as the worst segment, I'm sorry, I got to give it to the Hogan calls out Sting portion. Oh, boy. Final grades for this second week of the second coming of the Monday Night Wars go like this, gentlemen. Impact, and just along with that X Division segment, gave it an A-. And for me, it doesn't matter what the ratings are. I go by what the show style is about. I don't care about ratings. Raw, on the other hand, loses once again. And I originally gave this a C+, but I reconsidered after watching it again. I gave it a B.
I really don't see what you're looking at. Call.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect intended.
I know. I figured.
No. I mean, I'm not saying that Impact was a terrible show. I just thought Raw was much better overall.
That's fine.
That's cool. All good.
And that has been a report card for the second week of the Money at Wars version 2.
Now let's get to, thank you, Carl. Pretty soon, next week, you'll come out with a Dean Douglas gimmick.
Oh, Lord.
I'd rather jump off a bridge, but anyway.
Will he have a satellite classroom?
Or he'll be the genius, you never know.
No, I think we all know who the genius is.
Oh, me, yes.
Yeah, me.
No.
No.
Mm. Lanny Poffo.
Lanny Poffo?
Well, of course. Well,
yeah, there you go.
Never mind.
Okay.
That's horrible.
WWE has some changes to their policy when it comes to wrestling now.
Turns out
a tried and true staple of wrestling, well, some aspects of wrestling, are going away for good.
Mm-hmm.
Clang.
Yeah, clang indeed.
That's
one of those being chair shots to the head. You know, sometimes you could protect, you know, like get a forearm up or something.
Yeah, hold on.
Wow.
I actually have it here.
Nice shot.
Yeah. Go, Jason.
This is from the Hartford Con. This was from talking about from, you know, Linda McMahon, who, by the way, is in the lead in the Republican Party, by the way, in the Republican primary, believe it or not.
Like 10%, right?
Yeah, she's really spent a lot of money and done very well so far in the primary. But anyway, this email. One of the political rivals who's been taking shots at McMahon's campaign, being based on around her background running WWE, questioned whether McMahon would testify at a local education committee about preventing and treating concussions among high school athletes, which, by the way, is a problem nationwide now these days. In researching the article, writer Daniel Altamari received the following email from WWE spokesperson Robert Zimmerman. Quote, in January 2010, which is now 3 months ago, WWE amended its talent wellness program, specifically regarding the Impact Concussion Management Program, IMPACT-TM, originally instituted in 2008, eliminating the use of folding chairs or props to strike an opponent in the head. Prior to this policy change, the TLC event in question took place on December 13, 2009, and incidentally, no performer suffered a concussion during the TLC event. The company's concussion program features annual examinations of talent as well as evaluations whether they can return to active competition following head trauma. The verbiage involving chair shots reads as follows, quote, the WWE is eliminated using folded metal chairs to strike an opponent in the head. The WWE penalizes through fine and or suspension the following, the intentional use of a folding chair to strike an opponent in the head, any blow to the head that is deemed an intentional act, and the fine or and or suspension will be directed by the EVP of Talent Relations. Now, Robert, can I comment on this for a second?
Yeah, please.
I think this is a great idea. I think this is awesome. And this is the one PGification of it that's really good, and I'll tell you why. Christopher Nowinski and the – I forget the name of the foundation he's involved with – that the Concussion
Sports
Foundation,
Institute.
The Sports Institute, is going to be a major player in the prevention of head injuries over the last years, okay? If you do this, it may not be the extreme attitude era anymore, but it will save lives. I think it's a great idea. I really do. Even if it's a protected one, you can miss.
Mm-hmm.
I really
Sports
believe
Sports Legacy Institute. Okay.
Yeah, the Sports Legacy Institute. I think it's
got a follow-up.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
I agree. It's about damn time. I mean, honestly, who wants to get hit in the head with chairs? And you know, it's starting to do this now after the events of June 2007, and not just in wrestling. Football's starting to do something like this, too, in the NFL. They're trying to protect people, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's about damn time.
I mean, look at the new helmet technology they're trying to.
Yeah.
In all sports, hockey, football, sure.
I'm looking at football helmets in front of me right now on a poster.
There you go.
No, but I'm talking, there's something called an X1 that's supposed to be more protective of concussion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget, if you're going to go further, let's go further than hockey and football. How about NASCAR helmet?
I knew that was coming.
Here we go. Oh, yeah. We could do a whole show on that.
But I had to get a race reference in. Well, yes.
Well, I was raised around
back.
That's Mom's cell phone.
But anyway,
hi, Mom.
Hey, Mrs. Eilman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, in wrestling news, TNA might have actually gotten lucky.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Hardy's trial has been delayed this time till May 10th. Usually this means maybe the stuff that the prosecution has on Jeff Hardy isn't very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Or not as strong as that we thought.
No, the defense moved the trial this time around.
Mm.
I still say throw it out already. Jesus.
No, I mean, Jeff Hardy's going on the road this week, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, not this week, but...
next week.
Next week.
Yes. And he will, we'll see. I mean, it was pushed after a defense requested a continuance, which means they may have, it happens. Trials get pushed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, now for the next month, you'll see Jeff Hardy, and I say that's a good thing.
Yeah, I'll help a little.
Let's just hope he's clean.
Yeah, for the next
month.
That would
be a better
thing. And a half.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
NC people say that he'll get off, but who knows? It's still a toss up at this case. If he does get off, then it's a big win for TNA. If he gets the hammer laid down on him, then
TNA,
you can at least say TNA got some good use out of him.
Did you say the hammer?
Yeah.
Unrelated story. Greg the Hammer Valentine is in my area on tomorrow at a very low-budget charity event. Anyway.
Oh. At a cigar store near you.
But yeah.
It's at a fairground.
TNA... I mean, believe it or not, TNA is in a win-win situation. If Jeff Hardy gets off, they can push him to the moon. If he goes to jail, they can drop him like a hot rock, and no one will be worse for the wear.
Yeah.
No one will even know the difference.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He was pushed to Shannon Moore.
That's it.
Dillagaff, of course.
Broke it, woman!
There ain't no woman here, Sondland. Not tonight.
Ben Piper, why are you wearing your dress?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, come on.
Yes! No!
Okay, can we move on, please?
Please.
Flush yourself out once.
Next week, we're going to have our big WrestleMania show.
Woohoo!
Yes. This year, I am so excited for WrestleMania. Unbelievably pumped for it this year.
Now, question for you, Jason. Because the card, will you be ordering both Destination X and WrestleMania this year?
No. Destination X does not look like a buy-worthy pay-per-view to me. WrestleMania is definite. And I still say they're breaking $1 million without a sweat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go 900,000.
And I'm splitting the difference, 950, as you remember.
I got 925, I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm with Carl, 925.
So a lot of us are saying they'll get close, but they won't break a mill.
We shall see.
Yep. Mm-hmm. However, I do believe the majority of the pay-per-view buys will be HD buys, so that we're sure worth more than regular buys, and that's about $70 instead of
$55. Yeah.
So,
Universe price $55 for the HD fee.
Not bad.
$45 for the standard.
Yes, UVerse is cheaper than cable, and I can't even guess.
It's not the fact that it's cheaper. It's more accurate, more reliable, and you get more stuff.
Right.
The Internet Protocol TV, that's what it is. But, folks, that's another story for another time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, also going on the WrestleMania show, we will have the Big Pick'ems.
Mm-hmm.
WrestleMania Pick'ems, which will be about 10 to 15 points.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
We will also have... Yes, you will also have Around the Horn.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
You will also have WrestleMania Room 101.
Yay.
All right.
Yay.
We can open the door and see who joins fourth in there. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, we might have a special guest.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We
might.
We do.
Hmm.
Okay. So, let's get this ball rolling. It's
all
time
right.
for the food chain.
Part
munch,
two.
Munch,
part
munch.
Juice.
Part Deuce.
El Duso, yes.
Here comes the Deuce.
Hello,
WrestleMania
friends.
Main event, part two. So, let's get the first two. This is Attitude Era to the Current Era,
mm-hmm.
which my
or
friend Jamie 25. Refers to as the doofus and douchebag era of WWE.
Douchebag
okay.
era? Hmm. It's all douchey around here, yes.
Yep.
Okay.
So we'll start with the first two, which is Shawn Michaels versus Steve Austin, versus, and then The Rock versus Steve Austin.
Did we stop at 13, which was...
Yeah.
Yeah, 13 was the cut point last time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we start off with DX rated.
Mm-hmm.
Go on from there.
You know what? You got to go with 14 over 15.
Yeah.
14
yeah.
was a great
yeah.
match for many
yeah.
reasons. One...
Best one.
One, Austin was amazing. And two, the fact that Shawn Michaels was basically wrestling with a broken back.
Pretty much.
You know, I mean, you watched, he was in incredible pain. If you watch that DVD again, 14
mm.
over 15, not a, you know, huge.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
Don't get me started on how bad 15 was as a whole. Ugh.
Yeah, guess where it was, of course. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Philly gets chopped again.
Yeah.
Philly to WrestleMania 15 as is. The Eagles in the Super Bowl at Jacksonville. Oh, hi. I'm sorry.
You know.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Sorry, I didn't get that in there. Moving
yeah,
on.
Well.
Yeah. Then we get to WrestleMania 2000. Oh, good. Looky, another horrible WrestleMania.
14, 15, 16.
And the main
yeah.
event was the four-way, right?
Yeah, Triple
yeah.
H versus The Rock versus The Big Show versus Mick Foley.
On the
because
McMahon
every
in
main
point.
Eventer needed a McMahon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they did.
Bargain.
Bottom.
Bottom.
And also, by
Bargain.
The way, that was the first time, I believe, ever that a heel, which was Triple H at the time, walked
the
out
title.
As the as the champ.
He kept it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
That was the first.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
X7. X7.
The Rock versus Steve Austin, the no disqualification match.
Stop. 14-17.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, close second.
I agree with that.
Yeah, and this was the Austin heel turn in the match,
oh, yeah.
too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the startup of the two-man ego trip.
Right.
Yeah. Four trips got hurt that year.
I should tell the story. Afterwards, after Trips got hurt, they did the Invasion.
Yeah.
I was in. I was in Columbus with Nikki, and during that weekend, we actually watched the last two pay-per-views of that one, No Mercy and Survivor Series, which we found on an old VHS.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You take a look at the quality of those pay-per-views compared to today's pay-per-views, there's no comparison.
Mm-mm. A lot better back then, I agree.
Yeah, and plus, let's not forget, $15 cheaper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right, easier back then, yeah. I agree.
Way back when!
Yeah, okay, so...
Undisputed title!
Yeah. X8. Chris Jericho X8. Versus Triple H for the Undisputed WWF Championship.
14, X7, 15, 18, 16.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, he's stealing my gimmick.
Now we go to WrestleMania 19.
19.
In my neck
X.
of the woods.
The
Seattle host pay-per-view, yes.
Was it Angle Brock?
It was Angle Brock.
And you know what? I put
that's,
that on
that's
top.
Hard.
That was because that was insane for so many reasons. One, you had the two best legitimate wrestlers in the business going at it. And you had Brock Lesnar knocking himself silly.
Shooting star.
What?
I remember
shooting star.
Told, yeah. I remember being told that at OVW he nailed that twice.
Yeah, just twice, but the third time wasn't a charm.
No, well, and he said that they also said that he nailed it in practice too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh jeez.
Yeah.
So you put it on top, Jason?
Too far across
I do put
the
it
ring,
on top,
right?
Yeah, I do.
I agree. 19, 14 and so on.
Yeah. Now all we right, get by the way, Jason, did you go to this one, WrestleMania 20 at MSG?
I was pleasantly surprised. I was lucky enough to be there alive. And
I bought this at the on the webcast. $17.
I have this on DVD, and the co-main events, which I believe that you're going to call two of them, right? Or are you going to call the one main event?
Sadly, the rule is I'm only going to call the one.
Yeah.
Which what was the triple threat?
20 top.
Yeah.
Triple H
top.
Versus Chris Benoit
mm-hmm.
versus Shawn Michaels in the triple threat.
And that's top, and I'll tell you why.
That's
and
be
I,
top
and
of
I will, and
countdown.
I will give you a live perspective of this. Because if you remember correctly, at that time, no one thought Chris Benoit had a shot in hell to have the belt at that
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm. True.
And
yeah.
once Chris Benoit had Triple H in his grasp for the final time, you heard 20,000 people say in different levels, and excuse my language, "Tap, you no good, non-working, motherfucking son of a bitch." You know?
yeah.
At that
and
time.
He did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he did. And the place exploded to the point where fans were hugging fans that didn't know each other. That is the sign of a major event. And when you had, Eddie Guerrero
versus Kurt Angle before
Yes.
Yeah.
But Eddie Guerrero and Chris Benoit in the same ring at the end with confetti going down. Honestly, the WWE has not reached that peak since. However, WrestleMania 26 might bring it back because I believe we have the biggest card since then. But that's just
If they put the proper main event last.
Yes, they do. Yes.
I think they will.
But my odds are they won't.
They will.
No, they will.
They will.
You think they'll put Michaels Taker 2 as the main?
Yeah.
No.
They almost have to, I think.
They won't.
They almost
it's
have
be
to.
Cena Batista, probably.
Yeah, we
no,
got to
be
Cena
co-main.
Win the title in the main.
No, I'm thinking it's going to be Jericho. Jericho Edge will be the main with Taker Michaels as the second to last.
No,
they have to put Taker Michaels last because it's got the most press out of any match. If you watch WWE programming, Raw, NXT, Superstars, SmackDown.
Well, they're even reorganizing it when they give the rundowns during the show, and that's the very last match they mention.
That has to be the main event, otherwise forget.
Okay?
They should have learned from last year that anything they put on after, the crowd's going to be dead anyway.
Pretty much.
Right.
Dead.
21.
Point taken.
Moving on. 21.
Triple H versus Batista. Oh,
bottom. We'll basement it.
WrestleMania 22.
Second.
We're all agreement that it's the bottom.
Yeah.
21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
WrestleMania 22. John Cena versus Triple H. Oh, here we go.
Second to last.
The bottom.
No, I'd
put it over the Fatal 4-Way.
No, I would put it over the...
maybe third from the bottom?
No, second from the bottom.
That's what I said.
Yeah. I remember what's going to inspire my decision is because what actually happened with the crowd. When you had Triple H versus Batista, the crowd cheered. When you WrestleMania 22... What did the crowd do during that match?
Nothing.
They did bupkis. They also booed that match.
Mm.
So, sorry to them, it says second to the bottom. Because the fan reaction, 22 is the bottom.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. Fine.
23.
John Cena versus Shawn Michaels.
Actually, that was a decent match. That wasn't. I put that
middle.
Somewhere in the middle.
Middle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in the middle. I don't
even know where we're at. Is it above 15 or below 15?
Above.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that'd be above 15.
Because, I mean, while the better match was Undertaker Batista by far.
Yeah.
Cena Batista. Cena Michaels closed the show, and it was cool. But, you know, and of course you had the Mustang GT entrance, which was fun.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah. But it was all right. I mean, it could have been a better match. I mean, their 60-minute Iron Man match was much, much better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Edge versus The Undertaker for the world title at 24.
Under 20.
Yeah, it was an amazing match. I mean, you know.
Pushed it to the limit.
Undertaker wins the title, I believe, for the third time at WrestleMania at that point?
Third time at WHC, yeah.
No, second time.
Third. He won it at 13, didn't he?
It was third.
13, 23,
24. Okay.
Yeah, they were counting WrestleMania title wins.
And now we get to 25, Triple H versus Randy Orton.
Bottom!
Gotta be the bottom because of what preceded it.
Flush and Rube.
Yes.
Bottom.
Bottom it is. So the rundown is Chris Benoit, Triple H, Shawn Michaels is top of the heap. Well, Triple H versus Randy Orton can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, now what did we say of the top 13? The top 13, it was Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels, right?
Yeah.
Of those top two, Bret Hart, I believe, becomes the greatest WrestleMania main event ever. Okay? You think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would agree.
Yes.
I still got to go with 20 because I tried to watch that entire match. I still try to watch that entire match, and I can't make it through that entire match. I sort of lose interest in part ways that I have to hit fast forward a little bit. That's the only reason, and I can watch the 20 main event all throughout, and I'll be okay. I have to put 20 above 12 just for that reason.
Mm.
Okay, then. That's
all
the
right.
Chain.
Yeah.
We're going
to
do the entire series.
Now for the belt.
Oh, yes. Who has the belt right now?
Typho and Josh, I think, are still tied.
Yeah, they are still tied.
Uh-huh.
I haven't been to the website a little bit, so let's see how bad it looks.
I have looked.
It's actually looking pretty healthy on matches.
Good,
no. I'm talking about the website.
Oh.
Who cares?
I do, because I got to go through the match list.
I have it on
Wiki. The Wiki page.
I got it.
Like everyone else does. Okay.
Wikipedia is your friend.
Nine matches.
Nine, yeah.
I'm sorry, I got to find it. New monster blog?
Obviously, he's working on dial-up still. No, I'm kidding.
28.8, yes.
No,
14.4.
Yeah,
14.4. Oh, yeah. Forgot about that speed. Uh-huh. My internet technological, but don't go back. That's far.
Yeah. Okay.
Nine matches.
We'll go 10 points. No, yeah, we're not going 10 points.
No, we're not.
11?
We'll go 10 points.
All right.
Okay.
10 points.
Lock it in.
Ding.
First match. Cesarian, Daniels, Amazing Red, Brian Kendrick in a ladder match. Who wins this one? Who went ding? Somebody go ding? Oh, who cares? Thank you. Kazarian, Daniels, Red, Kendrick, who wins? And remember, the option is always available for a half point. So, Josh, we'll start with you.
Okay, Mike.
Is this the number one contender match? Oh, number one contender, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I will go with Kazarian.
VRM.
I'm going with Kendrick.
Going with Kendrick. Now we go to Jason.
Kazarian, because of something that's going to happen later on.
Typho.
Kazarian.
Jim.
I'm going with Kendrick.
Carl.
I'm going with Kazarian.
I am going with Kazarian. Now watch us all be wrong and Amazing Red wins.
That's fine, too.
That's fine with me.
Because honestly,
I was tempted to go there.
But the winners in that match are the fans, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now the losers of this match are the fans.
So it'll be the main event.
No.
Know,
Eric Young and Kevin Nash versus Scott Hall and John Waltman. Carl?
Flush the toilet, give me my half point.
Jim?
Don't ding me.
You know what, I'm going to take the half point because I have a feeling this might be a no contest of some sort.
I love that sound. Typho?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to step up and pick the match because Scott Hall and Sean Waltman are going to win when Kevin Nash turns on Eric Young.
Thank you!
That's too predictable. That's why I took the half point.
Jason?
That's why it'll happen.
It's got to be Hall and Waltman because you can't have them set this up the way it is without having Hall and Waltman be there and to be a thorn in the Hogan-Bischoff era. Legitimately, story-wise, Hall and Waltman win.
VRM.
I honestly have to agree there. The way this story is going, unless they're planning to just kill it off immediately, there's no way that Hall, as much as I want to flush it, I have to go with Hall and Waltman.
Josh.
Hall and Waltman, we got 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's going to be Hall and Wallman. Wallman can still go and be a nice asset to the X Division. Hall can play
can
the
burp, yeah.
The lovable drunk that he always is.
Uh-huh.
Knockouts title match. Tara versus Daphne. Who wins? Josh.
Tara.
DRM?
Tara.
Jason.
Daphne in the upset.
Typho.
Yeah, I'm going with Daphne also.
Jim.
Wrong, Tara.
Carl.
The poison one.
That sound isn't working.
Oh, Tara, anyway. Anyway, go on.
Thank you.
Ball blowing.
Hands win, but Daphne gets the belt. Moving on. Challenge match, Ken Anderson versus Kurt Angle. Who finally ends this feud, Carl?
One word or less, Angle.
Kurt Angle must die!
See, my mom actually slept with Mr. Anderson two nights ago.
Oh, oh Jesus Christ.
Jim.
I'm a pew.
Angle and a lock.
Typho.
Angle.
Jason.
Angle, because Anderson got the momentum last week.
CRM.
Angle.
Josh.
Bringing out the brooms?
No, Anderson.
Contrarian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, smart one. They end the field at lockdown. World Tag Team Championship match, Matt Morgan and Hernandez versus Beer Money. 2 points, who wins and who takes the... Who gets pinned? Carl. No, Josh. Excuse me, Josh.
Gotcha. The breakup is confirmed. Storm wins the tag titles, pinning Hernandez.
VRM.
Supermax doesn't have enough beer money!
Jason.
Agreed. Hernandez gets pinned. Beer money wins the belt.
Typho.
Beer money wins the titles. Hernandez, sorry about your damn luck.
Jim.
I'll agree with Hernandez being on the losing end and beer money drinking it up.
Carl.
Sweep. Hernandez pin, beer money champs.
Wrong. Beer money wins, but Matt Morgan gets pinned.
All right.
You're no fun.
Next division championship match, Doug Williams versus Shannon Moore. Who wins in one word or less, Carl?
Douglas.
Jim.
Moore.
Typho.
Williams.
Jason.
Williams.
VRM.
Wait. I lost track.
Williams versus Moore in one word or less.
No, I know that. I lost track of everyone's pick.
Good.
Well, you could re-listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. Williams.
Josh.
Chaos.
Say that again.
Chaos. Shannon Moore.
No, Chaos.
Still a gaff.
Theory. Doug Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Three words.
Shut up. Global Championship, Rob Terry versus Magnus. I got the finger ready. Go, Josh.
Big Rob.
VRM.
Flush.
Jason?
It's Rob Terry.
Typho?
The animal, Rob Terry.
Jim?
Half.
Carl?
Rob Terry, I'm not doing another flush.
Rob Terry is the correct answer. Ultimate X match. Generation Me versus the Guns. Who gets the tag title shot, Carl?
Upset, Generation Me.
Jim.
Guns.
Lifo.
I'm also going to go with Generation Me.
Jason.
Motor City Machine Guns in a fantastic match.
DRM.
Guns.
Josh.
Murder City.
Gotta go up Generation Me. And finally, the main event. AJ Styles versus Abyss. I think this is obvious who wins, so let's go to Carl.
Carl?
Carl.
Oh, sorry, AJ.
Jim.
Ditto.
No, I don't know.
I said ditto.
Ditto.
Oh, ditto. So, Styles. Typho.
Woo.
Styles. Jason.
AJ.
Styles. DRM.
I am. And I totally just butchered that. Fuck.
You are. I am.
Okay.
Enough.
Yes.
Josh.
Shall we break out the brooms?
Yeah, I see why not.
All right.
All right.
Real quick, Jim, Typho, Jason, what were your picks on the X title match?
Oh,
I don't even remember.
Oh, I said the Rob Terry.
No, X title.
Doug Williams.
Oh, I went with Moore.
Oh, I said Doug Williams.
You all caught up?
Who did you have?
You said Shannon Moore.
I knew there was one Shannon Moore in there.
Me, yes.
And
so now, Jason, Jim, and Carl know what I'm about to say, but the rest of you do not know.
Mm-hmm.
I got into Seattle U today.
For college. All right, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
if I may ask.
Hey, you can't let me tell them, damn it.
No, you're...
Oh, God, here we go.
So now this leaves one important thing. When I get into school, I will be leaving the North American Wrestling Connection.
Wow. All right.
With the school and all the stuff and the work that I'll have to do for this program, I will not have time. I don't think I will have time to watch any show.
Mm-hmm.
Rendering my role on this show completely useless. Over the next 4 months, I will decide who will take over the show, whether it be one single host or we will rotate host duties between the fine panelists on this show. The results will be determined in the next few months.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a fun.
Oh, we all wish you the best with college, of course.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. If I may ask, did you take a break after high school, all that stuff, or
no? I actually went to Bates Technical College, got an associate's degree in broadcast production. What happened was I tried to get in with that. Y'all know how many interviews I got?
Zero.
One.
Okay.
One. And I got rejected because of one sole reason.
You didn't have a college degree.
Yeah, I didn't have a bachelor's.
Okay, so?
So with a bachelor's degree in journalism and my associate's in broadcast production, it's like saying, I know what to do, and here's the documentation to prove it, and I can also help on the technical side of things.
Well, you know what? Seriously, everyone here wishes you all the best of luck. No doubt.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You will just, we will do it. And whomever you leave the show in, we will leave it in definitely fine hands.
Yes.
So, why don't you end this show? Because we got about a minute left.
Well, we don't have a minute left. We have about 10 seconds left. So join us next week for the rest WrestleMania show for Jim, Jason, Typo, Carl, VRM, and Josh. This is Robert Tomlin saying good night. Good night.
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 Good night.
And may Sean Mortley enjoy Damn That's Wrestling. I didn't get to get that in. Oh,
yeah.
Well. I'll betcha it in the post for you guys who are still here. How the mighty have fallen. Sean Morley, Val Venus himself. Just a month or so ago, a couple months ago, pay-per-view. Now, not even headlining, and Vineland, New Jersey's Landis Intermediate School, Damn That's Wrestling.
Fail.
He's like midway, he's mid-card, and the main event is Rikishi versus Big Vito.
Wow.
Is he in a dress? How the mighty have fallen, you know?
Since when was Val Venus actually, you know...
Ask Ryan Shamrock. He'll tell you. She'll tell you.
or ask Taka Michinoku's sister.
Oh.
Mr. Yamaguchi.
About Jenna Jameson.
Oh, yes. Vintage Val Venus. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, well. I feel better.
Alrighty.
Jim, you need to stay on because we have some recording that we need to do.
Actually, no. I'm gonna go a different route with it.
Okay.
Your vlogging will be. I'm gonna use your vlogs.
My vlogs.
Yeah. Your YouTube thing.
Oh, you mean also my video game stuff?
Maybe not the video game stuff, but the soliloquies where you're on camera, kind of piecing some things together, because it'll be high quality.
Yeah.
And
don't forget the stuff from the past.
I'll try not to. Certain things I may have to ask you to record later on, but we'll work on that. Plus I don't have the time tonight because I got baseball tomorrow.
Right.
And I'm feeling even more nasally. All right.
All right.
All right,
take it easy, gentlemen.
All right, get some sleep, Jim Caldwell.
Okay. Red boxes. One red box.
Good night. All
right.
Three red boxes. I'm going to take a piece of... See ya.
All right, good night.